Hello, you can listen now to some thoughts by Marcus Aurelius. How much time he saves who does not look to see what his neighbor says, does or thinks. If you are pained by external things, it is not they that disturb you, but your own judgment of them, and it is in your power to wipe out that judgment now. It is not death that the man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Look well into yourself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if you will look there. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature. From my grandfather, Versus, I learned, he says, to be gentle and meek, and to refrain from all anger and passion. And from my mother, I learned to be religious and bountiful, and to forbear not to do, but to intend any evil. To content myself with spare diet and to fly all excess as is incidental to great wealth. From Diognetus I learned not to busy myself about vain things and not easily to believe those things which are commonly spoken. From Rusticus I learned to be easy and ready to be reconciled and well pleased with them that have offended me, as soon as they or as any of them would be content to seek into me again. To read with diligence, not to rest satisfied with a light and superficial knowledge, nor quickly to assent to things commonly spoken of. He also said, let it be the earnest and incessant care as a Roman and man to perform whatsoever it is that you are about with true and unfeigned gravity, natural affection, freedom and justice. He also thinks about the procedure in case we would like to do something but don't know how to go about it, and advises to rather get help from somebody than to give up a plan. In the 9th book I read that he that is unjust is also impious, because the nature of the universe, having made all reasonable creatures one for another, to the end that they should do one another good and should not hurt one another. Not to be offended with other men's liberty of speech, and to apply yourself and myself into philosophy. Thank you.